Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9, that's Mountain Standard Time, and currently in the Creston Valley, we have minus 2 degrees, winds are calm, and humidity is sitting at 90%, barometric pressure is on the rise, and currently sitting at 102.7 kilopascals. Today, mainly cloudy with some sunny breaks and a high of 1 degree. And tonight we'll go down to minus 4, mainly cloudy. And tomorrow, same thing, mainly cloudy with a few sunny breaks and a high of 2 degrees. Friday, cloudy, high of 0. Saturday, let's see here. It looks like we're calling for a 40% chance of flurries, high of 1 degree. I suspect most of those flurries will be in the upper elevations. And the same thing for Sunday and Monday. 40 to 60% chance of flurries. Highs of 1 on Sunday. Minus 3 on Monday. And then Tuesday. Uh-oh, what's going on here? Mix of sun and cloud. High of minus 7. With an overnight low of minus 11. That's for next Tuesday. And, of course, we all know what it's like to try to do long-range forecast in the mountains. I'd be surprised to see that. Anyways, thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in, and hopefully you brought a friend today. And what are we going to start off with? I'm kind of thinking, should I go for Love Struck Baby by Stevie Ray Vaughan? Yeah, this is actually from the very first album that Stevie Ray and Double Trouble put out. It was an unreleased album of 1978, but somebody got their hand on the master copies. And Luann Barton actually does a lot of the vocals on this album, but it never got released, apparently. I don't know what I'm doing with it, though, but it was called, in 1978, There Was. There you go. So let's give it a spin, see what we think.
Let me see.
That's the old number 8 with the song there, Indiana Road, a Fred Eaglesmith tune. Now, that's an album that came out in 2003, and it's just called The Songs of Fred Eaglesmith, A Tribute. Yes. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio at 7:44. I think that's close enough for our segment here, This Day in Rock History. This Day in Rock History, no, we're a half hour away from that. This Day in Canadian History, let's try that one. Now, the first story we have here is out of Montreal, and that's when Don Sweet kicks a cup record of 6 field goals and scores a cup record for 23 points as Marv Levy's CFL Montreal Argonauts beat the Edmonton Eskimos 41-6 in the 65th Grey Cup game. Now let's go back a few years to 1829 out of Port Robinson, Ontario, and that's when William Hamilton Merritt opens the Welland Canal from Port Dalhousie to Port Robinson, engineered by Samuel Kiefer, to Port Colborne in 1833, deepened in 1841, enlarged in 1850, and replaced by a new Welland Canal with a depth of 9 meters in 1932. 9 meters deep, that's a pretty deep canal. Yeah. Couple of birthdays today. Sheila Copps, politician born in Hamilton in 1952, the daughter of perennial Hamilton Mayor Vic Copps. After working for the Ottawa Citizen and the Hamilton Spectre, Copps ran for a seat in Queen's Park in 1977. She was defeated, but after a stint working for Liberal leader Stuart Smith, she won a seat in 1981. In 1982, after coming up second to David Peterson in the leadership race, she switched to federal politics and was elected to the Liberal Party in Hamilton East during the Mulroney sweep, with Brian Tobin and John Nunziati, a trail called the Rat Pack. She harried the PC government with disruptive tactics. She ran for the leadership against Jean Chrétien in 1990, was appointed to cabinet as Minister of Environment after the 1993 election, and then went on to be Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Canadian Heritage. What else do we have here? Gary Volk, NHL left winger, born on this day in Edmonton in 1976, selected by the Vancouver Canucks in the 6th round, 108th pick overall in the 1987 NHL draft. How can that be? That would only make him 11 years old. Now see, there's another date here. It says he was born in 67. That would make more sense. And anyways, and he was selected by the mighty Ducks of Anaheim in 93. NHL waiver draft, traded him to Toronto Maple Leafs in exchange for J.J. Dagenault in 1997. All right, what else? Anything else? 1994 out of Vancouver, David Ritchie's British Columbia Lions beat the Baltimore Stallions 26-23 to win the 82nd Grey Cup. First Grey Cup game with the U.S. expansion team. Hmm. 1986, Ioana Capanola retires after 4 years as president of the Liberal Party of Canada. And in 1975, the National Defense, by a fleet of new long-range patrol aircraft for almost $1 billion, plus modern tanks for European land forces. Long-range patrol aircraft, were those the Aurora? I'm not sure. They bought them in 75. It was probably a little while later before they came on stream. And in 1961, Gordie Howe became the first hockey player that is a professional to play 1,000 NHL games. And the year before, he scored his 1,000th point with an assist as the Detroit Red Wings beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yeah. All right. You ready for a little Highway Star? Could be a little tough for first thing in the morning. Especially a live version. Yikes. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
you're a fun sucker, South Kootenai Radio is not for you.
Sister, don't you? Sister, don't you? Sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's very nice, and I'll land you wrong. Sister, don't you do what you're being, sister, don't. Well, I dated your big sister, hooked her to the show. Well, I went across some candy, but along came your dandy, this stuff right out the door. Sister, don't you? Sister, don't you? Sister, don't want you kiss me once or twice. Say it's very nice, I'll land you wrong. Well, sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pictures, paint your turn up the nose. Oh, you've been growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Sister, don't you run. Sister, don't you run. Sister, don't you kiss me once or twice. Say it's very nice, I'm letting you wrong. Sister, don't you do what your baby sister done. Sister, don't you? Sister, don't you? Sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's very nice, and I'll land you wrong. Sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Thank you very much. Got a couple more for you here tonight. Once again, Tim Leacock on bass. Steve Pinio on guitar, vocals. Ross Watson on Billy Castle with the Codependents.
Yes, they are the Codependents. That was Live at the Mecca Cafe, Volume 2, which is actually the very first album they put out. We have a song there called A Little Sister. All right, just a reminder here for all you locals. We have a home game coming up with the Thundercats on Friday. We're going to be taking on the Kimberley Dynamiters. And good thing we haven't had a home game here in a while now, and I think it's been 2 weeks. They've had nothing but road games. Last week, of course, they were on a 3-game road trip, won all 3 games. So the game against Kimberley on Friday night, and then Golden on Saturday night should be a real nice treat for the fans. Anyways, I see my favorite pencil neck is here. That's right. Yeah, he's here, and he wants his 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update, so I guess we'll let him have it. Then we'll come back on the second half hour with some more great music here right on the South Kootenai Radio.
It is November 27th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Just in time for American Thanksgiving, a major storm is moving up the eastern seaboard. From Tennessee north to Maine, strong winds, rain, and snow are causing flight cancellations and poor highway conditions. By some estimates, more than 40 million Americans will be traveling this week. Now, this same system is also delivering the season's first big dump of snow across parts of southern and eastern Ontario and straight across to Atlantic Canada. Ottawa has been hit particularly hard, waking up this morning to more than 20 centimeters of snow. Just 2 months ahead of the upcoming Sochi Winter Olympics, and Russian police say they have discovered a terrorist cell operating in Moscow. Daniel Sanford has the details.
Police said they raided several homes in Moscow in the early hours. They claimed the 14 people arrested are members of At Takfir Wal Hijra, an Islamist group originally founded in Egypt. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said that at the flats they found three homemade bombs, detonators and fuses for making more devices. They also found handguns, cartridges and grenades.
That's the BBC's Daniel Sanford in Moscow. There could be a diplomatic row developing between the United States and China. This after two American B-52 bombers purposely flew through disputed airspace over the East China Sea. The CBC's Craig Dale reports.
A Pentagon spokesperson says the warplanes were taking part in a planned exercise. Chinese government officials say they tracked the bombers. They've said foreign aircraft going through the zone must submit flight plans and obey instructions. But U.S. commanders say they have no intention of doing that. They say the area in question is international airspace. Authorities in Beijing established the zone over the East China Sea. It covers islands Japan controls, but China and Taiwan claim. Government officials in Tokyo say the zone was created unilaterally and is not valid. They've ordered Japanese airlines to ignore it. This is the latest chapter in a bitter territorial dispute between Japan and China. Today's action by the American military is another sign the U.S. will continue to stand by its longtime ally, Japan, and continue to counter China's growing presence in the Asia-Pacific. Craig Dale, CBC News, Tokyo.
An Australian man has been found guilty of murder in the death of his Canadian fiancé. 30-year-old Lisa Harnum of Ontario died 2 years ago after being thrown off a 15th-floor apartment balcony in Sydney. Simon Gattani claims she committed suicide, but the judge in the case convicted him of murder after extensive testimony about his controlling, abusive, and obsessive behavior. Harnum's mother, Joan, flew to Sydney for the trial.
We're working towards making her legacy a powerful wake-up call to young women and to parents, siblings, and friends of these young women to be aware of the warning signs of a controlling relationship and take a proactive approach to assisting them.
Simon Gattani will be sentenced on Friday. A new report on real estate affordability is showing there's a new factor at play these days when it comes to Canadians finding a new house in their price range. CBC's Scott Peterson has the details.
No surprise, rising prices, that makes it less affordable for people across the country. But for the first time since 2011, a significant increase in rising mortgage rates also contributing to make it less affordable across the country. This is a survey by RBC. They've been doing this since 1985, and this shows how much of our paychecks goes into affording the homes and all the costs associated with that across the country on average. Two-story, no surprise, the most expensive detached home. Close to 49% of all our pre-tax income goes into affording that home. Bungalow, that's up as well to 43%. Condo is the most affordable at about 28%. Now, just to harp on that 28%, for example, that means all of our monthly pre-tax income goes towards affording the mortgage payments, utilities, also property taxes.
That's the CBC's Scott Peterson in Toronto. And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour here of the morning show, which goes from 7:30 till 9 Mountain Standard Time. Okay, we've got minus 2 in the Creston Valley, and I can see for miles by the Who right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know deliberately put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile. Because all the while, I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh deceive me now, here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, I see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and 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 miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
We're going to get things straight right now. Okay, Danny, is it actually pronounced scones or scones?
Scones.
And right. Why is that?
Because if it was pronounced scones, there would not be any E in the word.
All right. That sounds like something you might want to eat when you're listening to the folk show.
Yeah, with clotted cream and strawberry jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Caitlin Cray bringing us up to this day in rock and roll history. But before we had that, Black Keys with Lonely Boy. And, of course, that's from their El Camino album of 2011. All right, what do we have? We've got quite a few birthdays here today, November the 27th. Our first one, Al Jackson, born on this day in 1935. Of course, Al Jackson, the drummer for Booker T and the MGs, their big hit, Green Onions. 1942 on this day in Seattle, Washington, Jimi Hendrix was born, and one of his big hits, Purple Haze. Jimi did pass away on September the 18th, 1970. Eddie Rabbit was born on this day in 1944, and his big hit, I Love a Rainy Night. Randy Becker, trumpeter for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, born in 1945, one of their big hits, When I Die. And in 1948, Dave Winthrop, vocals, flute, saxophone for Supertramp, and one of their hits, The Logical Song. And useless trivia throughout the years on November the 27th. Our first one is from 1965, and that's when the Lovin' Spoonfuls, You Don't Have to Be So Nice, and the Vogues, 5 O'Clock World, entered the U.S. record charts. 1967, Capitol Records releases the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour LP in the U.S. It would rise to number one on the Billboard chart, where it would stay for 8 weeks and be nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Album of 1968, but it lost out to Glen Campbell's By the Time I Get the Phoenix. 1968, Steppenwolf's first album, which includes their biggest hit, Born to Be Wild, certified gold. What else do we have here? In 1970, George Harrison releases his first post-Beatles album, All Things Must Pass, produced by Phil Spector. It featured Eric Clapton, Dave Mason, Ringo Starr, and Jim Gordon. The triple disc set would go on to be certified 6 times platinum by the Record Industry Association of America, making it the best-selling album by a solo Beatle. There you go. All right. Al Jackson, drummer for Booker T and the MGs, born on this day in 1935. Let's start things off with Time Is Tight, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Or how about Hendrix? No Time Is Tight.
I can see you in the morning when you go to school. Don't forget your books, you know you gotta learn the golden rule. The teacher tells you stop your play and get on with your work. And be like Johnny Toogood, don't you know he never shirks. He's coming along. Coming along.
Catch our local broadcasting, such as Mountain Jam, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
right, there you go. This day in rock and roll history, finishing up there with Steppenwolf Magic Carpet Ride. And before that, we had the Beatles, Hello, Goodbye, Supertramp, School. And we started things off with Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. Minus one in the Crescent Valley, going up to 1 degree today, mainly cloudy with a few sunny breaks. And let's get rolling here with some more tunes. Suzy Q, from the very first album that CCR put out in 1968, simply titled Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, Susie Q, baby, I love you. Susie.
What a treat that was. Creedence Clearwater Revival with Susie Q from their very first album. 1968? Yes, it was. Anyways, it is 8:40. It's minus 3 in the Crescent Valley here. Oh, no, minus 1 and going up to plus 1 today. Mainly cloudy with a few sunny breaks. All right, today we are going to feature the music of George Harrison on our artist highlight today because it was on this day in 1970 that George Harrison released All Things Must Pass, an album produced by Phil Spector featuring Eric Clapton, Dave Mason, Ringo Starr, and Jim Gordon. Three-album set that has since gone 6 times platinum, the best-selling album by a solo Beatle. And, of course, album or artist highlight brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. That's right, folks. Their new name is now official. And Bedazzled is, well, it's in the past now. Golden Treasures. There you go. All right, we're going to start off with a couple of tracks here off of disc one. Songs number 2, 3, and 4, I think. And then we're going to finish up with... What Is Life in there. So we'll hear My Sweet Lord, Wah Wah, What Is Life, and Isn't It a Pity, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Welcome to South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
Each other's love. that thinking anymore. Forgetting to give back. Isn't it a pity? Not too many people.
It is November 27th.